Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Morning Devotional. Today, we will be reading from Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words, and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in a secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with the willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, O God of my salvation. And my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I will give it. You will not be pleased with the burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then will you delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. Oh, wow, what a beautiful passage of confession. King David wrote this psalm after he became aware of his great sin. David committed adultery with Bathsheba, whose husband Uriah was at a battle fighting for King David and the Israelites. After David found out Bathsheba was pregnant, he called Uriah back to him and asked him to spend the night with Bathsheba in order to cover his own mistake. But it didn't happen. And so David sent Uriah back to the front line of the battle and set him up to get killed by their enemies. Up until this point, it seems like David wasn't aware of how great he had sinned against God. God was very displeased with what David has done, so he sent prophet Nathan to confront him. Right after Nathan revealed the terrible thing he has done, he said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." I think it's not always easy to admit our sin, even if the Spirit is convicting us. It is very encouraging to see how soft and open David's heart was toward God. He admitted his sin right away and earnestly sought for God's forgiveness. The first thing I learned from David's confession is that it takes humility to ask God for his forgiveness and to believe the grace of God can wash us clean. Whenever I find out I sinned against God, I get super frustrated at myself. I will ask myself, why can't I do better? Or why do I fall into sin again? I know it sounds very silly, but because the truth is this, we are all sinners. But I think underneath my frustration is this: God, I want to be perfect. I don't want to ask for your grace again and again. Verse 3 says, "For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me." And then verse 5 says, "Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." King David recognized that before he was even born or before he had done anything, he was already sinful. And sin will always be there in his life. There's nothing he can do to get away from sin or make himself clean, except the grace of God. I was so humbled to accept this revelation that sin is always going to stick around us, and the only way we can be washed clean is by the grace of God. And this is something we need to do continuously throughout our whole life. It is not just when we feel like doing it. What I want to say is not that it is okay to sin, like whatever, because the grace of God will wash us clean. But when we sin, we need to have the humility to admit, yes, we are sinners, and ask for God's forgiveness and to believe that His grace is greater than our sin. Let me read verse 1 again because it is so beautiful. "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions." It is when we look inside and understand how great our sin is, we'll realize the grace of God is even greater when we fix our eyes on the cross. After David cried out to God to wash him clean from his sin, he continued to ask for a clean heart and a renewed spirit. Verse 10 and 11 goes, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me." Verse 11 actually shows King David's heart behind repentance. He wanted to be in God's presence. He didn't want to lose the Spirit of God. I don't know what's the reason behind everyone's repentance, but for a long time, mine was being afraid of God's punishment. I thought if I didn't repent, God would be very mad and try to find a way to punish me. But here David is saying he didn't want to lose the intimate relationship with God. There's nothing more we can lose than being in the presence of God. I hope that the reason we repent will be the same as King David, deeply longing for the presence of God to be with us and to guide us from going astray. Let me pray for us. Lord, thank you for this beautiful confession today. I pray that we will have a soft heart toward you whenever we are asked to repent. And thank you that your grace is always sufficient for us. We don't need to live in shame, guilt, fear anymore. Your unfailing love will cover us when we come to you with repentance. And Lord, I pray that the heart behind the repentance will be because, God, we want to be with you. We long for your presence. We long to dwell in your house, God. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.